born in Vietnam. Well, it's really a joy for Ruth and I to be back on this town. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to be here. And
Children's Church can be dismissed.
Okay. Let's bless our children and pray for those that are teachers, they can raise the child, grow up. Well, this is our honor and privilege to be back here with you. Thank you very much for your prayer and your partnership with us in winning soul, making disciples, equipping the saints to do the work of ministry around the world. Before I go to the word, I would like to bring to you the greeting from Pastor John and Pastor Anna, who oversee our Lighthouse Children Refuge in Cambodia. And also we want to bring you greeting and appreciation from Pastor Timothy Nyquy and his church and his orphanage in Myanmar. We really appreciate you give a very big offering for the church in Myanmar to renovate the orphan's house and their homework rooms in that orphanage. And that's were very big offerings that you give to them. And I want to bring to you very clear everything here. All money you give to any mission, 100% will go over there. We don't keep any percent in our administration. That's all come from my love offerings. We pay for all the fee from the bank and from transfer everything. When we get your money for Timothy, I call him and tell him this is what happened. He said, Pastor Paul, please keep there and send to me by hand, whoever you are able to come, either to Cambodia or to Thailand or to Myanmar. Because if people here know I have money, I will be in trouble. If they know that money comes from U.S., everybody will come and share, and you give me a big trouble. And let me tell you what, just last week he informed me. Because he called me and asked me, Pastor Paul, can you wire money to buy 1 tons of rice for our children? So I said, yes. How? He said, well, I don't know how. Can you find a way? Because all the banks are now freeze by the military after the coup in Myanmar. So all the banks, we cannot wire money. But our conversation, I said, okay, according to your request, I will go to ask my office, release 5,000 for you. And you know, it's not easy. So I don't go all detail, but I call some of my friends in a tourist company and the head office in Singapore. So what we do is our office wire 5,000 to Singapore. So Singapore office will call in Myanmar and told them we already have that money from Reverend Paul I and BOI. So now you can tell them where to go to get rice. Somebody taped and listened to our conversation. They went to his house. They shut the house. After they knocked, nobody opened, they shut the house. They broke the door inside. They shut the roof. Every closet was shut. And they pour all their clothes. But thank God, they wasn't there. They're all in the jungle. So we saved their life. And anyway, that 5,000 already reached to them, not by cash, or by rice. So we're able to get a ton of rice. And I have all the pictures. I don't want to play it here, but I just want to share you that you are a great blessing to them. With the money you gave to them, they already renovate their orphanage. They replaced the ceiling, the wall, the floor to keep all the children out of the cold of last winter. So they have a warm winter because we renovate their orphanage. But then, you know, when the coup come, they were chased into the jungle. Now they build their own village in jungle and nowhere to get there unless you have to walk and climb the mountain to get in there. So they are temporarily safe right now, and keep on praying for them. And I have our friend in Thailand try to help, but now very difficult. All the countries in Asia are closed because of COVID. And please pray, COVID are really, really terrible in all of Asia. All the countries are closed. Like in Vietnam, they were the best last year. But right now, every day, there are thousands of cases. So your prayer, really appreciate. Okay, and our orphans in Cambodia, thank you for your blessing. We able to purchase a new tuk-tuk for them. You don't know what tuk-tuk means. That's in a moped, pulling a big cart in the back. It's like a buggy, okay? But that's much smaller than half size of the buggy here. And they were designed for the two foreigner tourists and for four local people. We packed our 16 children on that. And police stopped and said, no, we cannot do that. So after 3 times, they give an advice. So we're able to order a new cart, big cart, with 3 rows. Each row, they can sit for 10 kids. So we have a moped carry for 30 kids. We've got school bus over there. And everything fulfilled. But after we saw Pastor Dennis Lippman, he saw that, he said, well, I'm going to raise funds to buy them a bigger motorbike because a moped cannot carry 30 kids with that big car. So that's our next project for buying a bigger motorbike instead of moped, okay? So that's what was going on over there. This morning during Sunday school, I bring you the report how God blessed our ministry last year. We were able to plant 15 new churches and reproduce 30 church planter to expand the kingdom of God. And this morning I'm going to show you some more picture and give you a report what's going on. Okay, let's go to next slide. Okay, this young boy, very small size, but in Vietnam we call him the hot pepper, very spicy. He's small size, but he's stuck against in the north. He ran away for his life to the south, joined another gang. Ran up to the mountain, stuck another gang. Finally, he was most wanted, so he had to run away from Vietnam to Malaysia. In Malaysia, he joined another gang. So every day he worked from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and get out of work, get into the nightclub to hide himself there and drunk. So 2 o'clock in the morning when they close, they carry him out and threw him in front of our church. So when we found that, we bring him in, give him sleep, and next morning we let him do the Lord and disciple him. So last year because COVID, all the factory was shut down. So I call him and say, it's time for you to go back to Vietnam. He said, you know that I will most want it. I said, don't worry. You go back to your community, confess your sin, tell them what you do, ask for forgiveness, and ready to receive whatever consequence. He turned back, he do everything. Everybody praised him. They never saw that happen. He said, because I'm a Christian, now God changed my life. I come back to apologize, sorry, and I give myself to the authorities. You know, we don't have anything of you. Go back. So I said, okay, if that's the case now, you start lead people around you to the Lord. So he let his parents do the Lord. He let his relatives do. End up, he start a church now. He has 58 new members in his church this year. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Next slide. Okay, this is a witch doctor. His father was a witch doctor as well, 4 years behind me. So when he was very young, he heard about my story from his father. His father never met me, but he heard about me because when he was trained in witchcraft, they told him it's too bad that the guy Paul I left witchcraft with over 3,000 God to become a Christian. So he didn't pay attention, but that regret for me that I left witchcraft. But later on, his father died, and the year followed, his two elder brothers were trained witch doctor, died, and then he turned will be died in 2020 by October. So his wife very, very sad. But I'm glad that woman ministry did a great job. They invite her come to woman breakfast. And when she saw, she's very sad. So at what going on, she told them the whole story. Well, by October, her husband will be die. Why? Because he's involved with witchcraft. And maybe that's the curse from God. His father dead, his two elder brother dead, and his term will be die soon. So the lady said, no problem. I have a good news for you. She pulled out her phone, get to YouTube, and sit on my testimony in Vietnamese. And his wife listened and watched. She watched for 4 times. And she cried. She asked the lady, can I pray according to his lead in this video to accept Jesus? She said, yes. So they led her to the Lord, pray for her. Now she go home with hope. She go home and she prepare a good dinner for her husband. He is a construction engineer. So he come back from work with all the uniform from the field. And she said, honey, I have a very good news for you. I wonder if you want to see the good news first or you want to take a shower, get dinner, and see the good news. He said, what's the good news? He said, good news, you are not going to die. He said, what are you talking about? I said, oh God, if you want to see that, I can do that now. I said, okay. So they sit down and watch the video on my YouTube. He watched for 5 times. He kneeled down and he prayed according to my leading in the video. So after that, I shower, dinner, and he asked, well, how do you know this? She said, this morning I went to woman ministry breakfast. And they told me, I said, this man exactly one that my dad talking about. How can we get hold of him? I said, well, we can ask though the lady, but it's too late now. Tomorrow morning, first thing we need to do is call the woman to check out, is this Paul I still alive and where is he? So that was the next morning. I said, yes, he's alive. He travel around the world right now. He said, how can we get in touch with him? I said, well, I will go to send a message on his Facebook and then he will call me back and we'll put you in. So anyway, long story short, I was able to talk to him. So I prayed for him and said, you are not going to die. You will be next Paul I in Vietnam. I'm going to equip you, train you. And from now on, every day you need to pray with me for 10 minutes. Every week you need to spend with me 2 hours. And he said, yes. So I trained him from October. He did not die October. October into February. After training, disciple him. And if you want to know how to disciple people, in my book, I have all different type of discipleship. Even you don't know how to read and write, you call an American illiterate, we still can disciple them. I have all information of discipleship in my book. I have another book I want to give to the pastor. This very successful. I train many churches. In 1 year, they can double. Every year, double. I will go into detail, but I want to leave this for the pastor. And hopefully, in the future, maybe after your pastor check it out, if he like, he can do that. Many churches are now use this material to do the discipleship, to double the church every year. And it will happen. Anyway, by February, I told him, okay, now you start go out and share your testimony. From February to June, 4 months, he led over 400 people to accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So that's what happened right now. And he's still preaching the gospel. Okay, next slide. Okay, this is one of our Bible colleagues from Myanmar people in Malaysia. So among of these students, we graduate. And last year, they started 3 new churches in Malaysia. And you need to know Malaysia is a Muslim nation there. Very difficult. But thank God, 3 new churches. were planted during pandemic because of discipleship. Okay, next slide. This one in Myanmar. Out of that graduate student I mentioned a while ago in Sunday school, they started 7 new churches until December of last year. And the place where they're planting church, you cannot imagine. I think John will know a little bit. Well, God, she flew with us. And after we flew, and we skipped 6 hour taxi and 2.5 hour by motorbike. So we go to a town, and she had on the back of motorbike for 1.5 hour to get on the mountain to the hill. And on the top of the hill that we start the church and Bible school and graduation. I have all the video on my YouTube. But this is the fruit of discipleship. So they have 7 new churches there and 3 new churches this year already in Myanmar. Okay, next slide. Oh, in this photo you will see 4 guys, they're all Vietnamese and get saved in Malaysia. The guy on black t-shirt and red t-shirt, both of them were security police. They were sent to Malaysia to monitor Ruth and I of our ministry in winning Vietnamese worker in Malaysia. They are not allowed to be converted. So they come to monitor to make sure that all the young people come to work not going to our church. But I know some secret. When they work for Muslim people, they're not allowed to eat pork and ham. And they come from North Vietnam, they love pork and ham so much. So Ruth and I, we went to the farm, we ordered the whole pig, and we cook really nice way, and we send out the way, come and try the ham we cook in your style, in your hometown, here in your foreign country. So many of them come because ham, but after we give ham going to their mouth, and the Lamb of God come into their heart. So we go from ham to Lamb of God. I learned that from America. Because American, you have a saying, the way to a man's heart is through stomach. So I know that they love ham, so from ham to Lamb of God, it worked in Malaysia. And I do the same way in Qatar, in Kuwait, in Dubai. I reach out my ham. Now, all of them, that 2 other guys, one on the white shirt, he not educated at all, only finished elementary school. And then Joy again ran his life, get saved. I decide all of them, disciple them. And long story short, they go back to Vietnam because no more job in Malaysia during the time of pandemic. So now they're all planting churches. And I'm telling you, Ruth and I, we spent 15 years labor in Malaysia field. We did not expect we have that much church planter. Now over 300 out of the 50,000 convert back to Vietnam and planted over 300 new churches in past 3 years. And many of them, the white shirt guy, he haven't finished secondary school yet. And now he passed a church of 120 people. And he told me that the president of the high school in his community is now a member of his church. I said, are you sure? Because he don't know how to read and write properly. And now he's pastor of a church with the president of high school and the member of his church. So I asked him how he got saved. He said, well, one of his child gets sick, so he come and pray over and got healed. And says, this is God I'm serving. Very simple. Sigh, wonder, miracle accompanied them. And that's what happened. Go to the next slide. Okay, you see that guy, now a pastor church. He have a big church, 350 members in a whole church. So how can you handle that? We do several. So every week we meet in different house, about 100 people. Once a month, they come to the park, bring all that four cell group together. They have communion, so that's how we have a big church. So house church, underground church, but that's big. And the background, because he was security police. That's why we can do that. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Next one. I share with you my story in prison before. If you read my book, you still remember. If you haven't read the book, you can get that there. So when they put me in a life sentence prison with drug dealer and the top criminal for life, they expect the guy beat me up. And you know, though, the guy, when they were in prison, they have nothing else. When they send them for life, nobody care for them. So they have nothing but one underwear. But now they cover their body by tattoo. You see dragon, cobra snake, spider, eagle, horsey, you know, just like a little zoo on their body by all of the tattoo. So when they put me in the cell, before I walked through the cell, what are you doing? I said, I'm a pastor. A pastor? What kind of crime you involved? I said, I'm not involved in crime. How come you're here? You must be in the wrong place. I said, no, I'm in the right place. My God sent me here as an ambassador from heavenly kingdom to bring you hope where you're hopeless. No way, man. I said, you say no way, but God said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. When they took off all my clothes, and they saw I have tattoo on my body more than any one of them. By the way, this tattoo on my body is the name of 3,366 gods. So when he saw all the tattoo on my body, he said, excuse me, sir, what are you really doing? I said, I'm really a pastor. A pastor with this all tattoo in your body? You look like a gangster more than a pastor. I said, well, I'm even worse more than a gangster, but God can change gangster, become pastor. If you're patient, I'm going to tell you some story. What story? Story how God changed many gangsters to become pastor. How long the story take? Well, I have enough time, enough story to tell you if you're patient to listen. He said, no, we don't have much time to hear a long story. Make it short. I said, fine. I have full version, I have long version, I have short version. So since you don't have time, I will give you a short version. But I said, oh, by the way, do you know Lumano? I mentioned the name of top gangster of the country. Of course, I really know him. He said, yeah, I know him. He was my boss. I said, you know what? He's my disciple. Huh? How come my boss become your disciple? You want to know his story? He said, yeah, tell me his story. Which version? Full version, long version, or short version? It doesn't matter what version. I want to know how my boss become your disciple. So I took time and told the story how I met him in previous prison, led him to the Lord, disciple him. After disciple him, I sent him back to his community. In next 30 days, he led five other gangsters to the Lord. When I mentioned different name of different gangsters, he said, that's my boss. He's now a student in my Bible school. How come he become your student? You want to know his story? Yeah, tell me how my boss become your student. What version? Yeah. So story after story, 3 months later, they give their life to Jesus. So I transformed life sentence prison into Bible school, into church. And now thousands of them are pastor. And some church, 100% of them former gangster or drug dealer. And now, you know, 50 years ago, I'm the only pastor with tattoo on my body. That's why I have to cover all the time. If they see any tattoo on my body, they don't believe that I'm a pastor. But now we have hundreds of pastors in Vietnam full of tattoo. But how God transformed the life and they become a new creation. So hallelujah, pray for that. Next slide. Okay, here in Cambodia, 4-star general. He sent his wife, Monitor Ruth and I. And both of them give their life to Jesus, filled with Holy Spirit. After he's filled with Holy Spirit, suddenly I have a new perspective of God. So he went to the king, he said, Majestic King, thank you for using me for over 50 years under your leadership. But today I found the King of Kings. Would you please release me so I can serve my king? So he can look at him. Who is King of Kings? Malaysia, the only country that they have 5 kings, and every 5 years they take turn to be a King of Kings, just only for 5 years. If you not go to Malaysia, how come you 5 King of Kings? So he shared with the king about Jesus. The king said, okay, this is the deal. Keep your house, keep your car, keep your bodyguard, keep your salary. Why don't you serve me 50% of your time and your king 50% of your time? He said, okay. But he went home, he called me and said, Pastor Paul, we need to pray for the king so that God will take him away so I can free to serve God. I said, according to your faith, you pray, but I'm not praying for your king to die. So he prayed. 6 months later, his king passed away. And now he served the Lord full time. But the best one, during the pandemic last year, he and his wife, and a four-star general, his driver, 37 village, preached the gospel, baptized 2,000 of people, and start 35 new church in the East Village. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Okay, this is our case in Lighthouse Children Refuge. And that's Pastor John taking care for them. During this pandemic, our kids well fed, and we send them out to clean up the community. And so people were surprised. Who are you? Why you come to clean our community? So they start sharing, Jesus cleaned our life, our heart. And he wants us to live clean, and he wants us to bring that cleanness to you. So they invite people come to the church. So next slide you will see. That's the tuk-tuk. This is the old one. We have new one now. Okay, next slide. See, even we put the fan, the police said, no, it's not safe for the kids. And we know that, so next one. See, on Christmas last year, they invited the adult people at the back come to the church. They perform their own concert for the people in that community. Next slide. People give their life to Jesus. So we thank God, even though the orphan, if you well train them, they know how to win soul and plant in the church. So that we have a church called Lighthouse Church in Cambodia. Oh, this is wonderful. March of this year, I was invited to go to Pakistan. I think some of you pray because I put on my Facebook, I request prayer. Very hard to get a visa, very hard to get a ticket to go, and very hard to do everything there. But God give favor. The secret word, you need to know that Holy Spirit within earth, greater than all other spirit in them. This is a secret I want you to know. You don't know how blessed you are that if you be filled with Holy Spirit, you know that we are fighting not with blood or flesh, but the spirit world. I can tell you that because I was a former witch doctor. I know what I did before. So that's why I always challenge people, need to be filled with Holy Spirit. So anyway, long story short, at the many difficulties of visa, of air ticket, of COVID test, I able to get there. Go next slide. I trained to 3,500 pastor, elder, and deacon from 125 denominations. Unbelievable. And during time training, I challenged them, I'm here during the COVID because of the shade of the soul surrounding you. So why don't we come together at the body? Some of you Pentecostal, you know how to cast out demon, how to heal the sick. Some of you traditional, you never do that. You don't believe that's okay. We need to the people get saved, get out of darkness into light, out Satan into God. So if you are not Pentecostal, God can use you to pray for the need of people. And people have a lot of need. And you know that God answers our prayer. So please join us. So we have the team for deliverance, team for healing, team pray for salvation, team pray for other needs. Everybody involved. And then every night we start crusade. First crusade, we have about 20,000 people. Following night, we have over 30,000. Following night, over 50,000 people. And all the interstate was jammed. All the highway was stuck. After we have 50,000 people, and let me tell you some funny thing. We want to bring blessing to Christian there, but Christian not all receive blessing. You know why? Because during this time, to able to go to the crusade, you have to go a lot of security. So security, they said 5 o'clock. So first night, we opened 5, and people jamming. Next day, I went too early because I know what's going on. As a former witch doctor, what I did the crusade before, when you read my book, you know that? So I think that the witch doctor, we do the same thing. So 1 o'clock, I went there. I saw, though the guy with their uniform, I don't want to mention what religion there, but at least 4 different religions, walk around that space and pray to their gods. I'm glad I was there. I walk after them. I say, in the name of Jesus, with authority in the Holy Spirit, I paralyze all those spirits you're casting out right now. I take authority in the name of Jesus. We go to take this land. And I declare to the devil that I'm coming into the land, into the camp of our enemy, and take it back. And greater he is within me than within them. And I paralyze them. And you know what? 1 o'clock, people come, Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, they all came, lie up. So our pastor had to call police, please come and check them in, because we have no more room around. So it's 1:30, they start checking in. 5 o'clock, all full. 5 o'clock, Christians start coming. Sorry, guy, no more space for you. And you see that, I shared with you last time, when I was safe, I went to crusade. 5 o'clock, and they stuck 7. 7 o'clock, all 4. Christian come 7:15, 7:30. So you know, many times devil come to church much more early than the Christian. And many times Christian miss the blessing. So I want to warn you, don't let yourself miss the blessing of the Lord in coming church late. Because you remember the guy, he paralyzed on the leg when the water moving. You need to show me now. He said, by my turn, I cannot reach there very fast. So when Holy Spirit moves, the same way. And that's what happened in Pakistan. So on the third night, over 50,000 people packed already. And with the police drone, they say almost 10,000 people are stuck on the freeway, highway, cannot come. Government give us a big favor. Their national day, very much like our July 4, they postponed it 3 days later to give us that day for crusade. When they come to inspect our space, they say, sorry, you have not enough room. You know what they did? Instead, they stopped it. They locked down the highway with 3 lanes each side to give a space to accommodate 50,000 people. And besides that, many people cannot get in, so they were on the top of their bus and the truck, turn on their phone and watch live. Even police told us that through the drone, they found out people stand up on the top of bus and raise their hand, accept Jesus. See how miracle. And all kind of miracle in New Testament happened there, except one thing, they don't bring any dead people come, so we don't see dead word raised. But blind can see, deaf can hear, dumb can talk, lame can walk. All miracles in New Testament were there. That's the reason why every night is increased. But at the third night, we have a big miracle. You know, they have a big frame surrounding us to put all the light, the sound system, and the big screen. Nowhere in the desert at March, big storm come, and that whole thing collapsed. And we will sit on that cow, and the pastor invites us, please stand up and go forward to pray for our national day. We just step out, stand up, and just start praying. 1 minute, and that whole thing fell on our chair. We would be dead if we were sit under the chair. So I have the all thing in the video on my YouTube so you can see all the thing. But miracle after miracle happened for us. And end up, we have about 13,000 people give their life to Jesus in 3 crusades. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Continue. This, you see, 50,000 people. And government provide over 1,000 police and military with AK-47 surrounding to protect us. And then on the way, we see a village. Nowhere in desert, there's a village. So I asked the local pastor, why people live in nowhere in desert? He said, the reason they were there because there is a pond of water. I said, I will stop and see. So we stopped and we found 125 members of that unrich tribal. They live in there because of that water. So when we come look at water, if you pick up water early, 5 o'clock in the morning, the water will look like lemonade. If you pick up that water by 10 o'clock or by noon, it looks like Coca-Cola. Why? Because 125 people use the water, plus the camel, the horse, the cow, the buffalo, the donkey, the goat, they all come use that water. And then they bath there, and they pee there, and they dung there. It's very dirty. So what we did was, I bring with me some water filter. You remember water filter? I always carry it with me. I think he'd been here before, right? Brother Michael? Yep. Yes, he was here. So I told the police, okay, we want to give them clean water. I said, why? I said, okay, bring water here. We put in bucket. You can go to next slide, maybe. You see, look at the water. I have the bucket. So I put the water filter, and it's come out clear like a bottle of water. They thought I have a magician. I said, no, it's not magician. This is all about the filter. This filter keeps all the dust so you can have the clean water. I said, the same way, because you have no water, and for your life, you have to drink this water. And this water was dirty because all the animal. Same way in our life. Sometimes we are afraid to die. So we receive all kind of faith. We don't mention the name of religion because we don't want to offend them. But I said, you receive all kind of faith into your life. And whatever you think can help you, you just receive it. Same this water. That's why your life would die. But when you believe Jesus Christ, and Bible says, whoever in Christ become a new creation, all the old way will pass away, and all become new. So if you want to have a new life, like clean water, you have to accept Jesus as Lord Savior. How many of you want that? The whole village. I have to make sure that if you all want, stand up, they all stand up. If you really want Jesus as your Savior to change your life, raise your hand, they all raise your hand. So 125 people get saved. Then we made this guy become a pastor of the church. So in 2 hours, we can plant a new church with only 10 water filter to that community. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I don't know how much. I don't even know how many new church planting at the crusade, but at least I plant 1 new church in 2 hours with a church planter ready there, okay? Okay, now I'm going to Acts chapter 19, but I think Pastor wants to do something else, right? Yeah. Okay, so I will pause, so Pastor will lead you, and then I will come in back.
Would be a good time to take a love offering, and then Brother Paul could end the service however he felt led to do. So if the ushers would come back. And one of the reasons I was excited about Paul and Ruth coming this time is 2 years ago when we had them, and he gave a story about being in these prison camps and things. And, you know, we thought, oh, that's a good story. It's not going to happen in America. Look how far we have come in the last year and a half, 2 years. I could see it happening. Really. You think, well, you know, Vietnam, it's a communist country. Honestly, we're heading there. Some of the things in our nation I don't have to tell you about. But the other thing is, through his testimony, I wanted you to feel empowered and not be afraid of what we might face in the future. because we know that God has a plan and God will use us no matter where we are. And I love that courage and that spirit that he brings. And that can be for all of us as well, where we don't need to fear. We can have courage and we could receive the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. After all, that's why we're here, right? We're here to be empowered. We're not here to be entertained. We want to be good soldiers for Jesus Christ. And Paul has been on the front lines, and he knows what all that's about. So let's at least catch his spirit this morning. So let's, Brother Dick, would you lead us in prayer?
Heavenly Father, once again, we come before your throne of grace and mercy with praise, and with glorious name, thanksgiving for what you are doing, not only in this body, but around the world. So many disciples like Pastor I, and we pray, Lord, that we would also become your disciples and make new disciples to pursue you, Father God. Now we ask you to bless this offering and let it be extended many times to be used for furthering the kingdom, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
Tomorrow, and we know he holds our hands. That's why we do what we do. Okay, I go back with the Acts chapter 19. This morning in Sunday school, I mentioned, but I'm not going to detail yet, so I will try to get a little bit more detail. When Paul found out in Ephesus, there were some disciples, that means people just get saved. So he come and ask them, did you receive Holy Spirit when you believe? When you read Bible in Acts chapter 8, verse 14, same thing. when Peter fell out in Samaria, some people accept Jesus. He quickly came and lay hand and pray for them to be filled with Holy Spirit. And many times people say the same thing, they don't know who is Spirit. So when they lay hand on them, they receive Holy Spirit. And in Acts chapter 8, you know, people around know you be baptized. And even Simon, the witch doctor, he saw something. He pulled out his wallet. He get money and give to Peter. You need to know the witch doctor never give their money to anybody. If the witch doctor, they give money, they give to the gold store to take gold. I'm a witch doctor. I never give my money to anybody. I only collect money from people. But how Simon's witch doctor willing to pull out his wallet and get money to give to Peter? Because he saw Holy Spirit come upon them. So what? Bible says, saw they will speak in a new tongue. Same thing in Acts 19. So the early church very, very focused on baptism of Holy Spirit. Why? Because without Holy Spirit, you cannot win the battle you are facing every day. And in my next book coming, hopefully by the end of this year, I'm talking about super yoga. I'm not talking about Hindu yoga. That isn't nothing yoga to compare with super yoga. Holy Spirit. When you feel the Holy Spirit, you have a strong body. Look, Paul, I, 71 year old. 20 year young, not all. And my wife, 68, we travel like a young couple around the world. Even yesterday, somebody asked me, are you sure you're 71? I said, yeah, they check my hair, you know. I said, no, this organic hair, don't check it. This organic. They said, Pastor Paul, you're not dyeing your hair? I said, no, I'm not dyeing my hair because my hair not dying. How can you get that? You need to read the book Super Yoga. But when you feel the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:11 said, that same Holy Spirit raise the dead body of Jesus back to life. Now, dwell inside you, and he go to renew your body. He bring all your dying part back to refresh again. He restore you. That's how. I still have good tea. I can eat crap with my tea. Because Holy Spirit give you strength. And Holy Spirit will paralyze all other spirits of this world. Greater he is within us than there are in the world. That's why you need to be filled with Holy Spirit. If you're not filled with Holy Spirit and you try to copy without a copyright, like China, you'll be in trouble. Seven sons of Sceva, when they saw, Bible is very cruel, and they wanted to copy without a copyright. And devil said, wait a minute. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know, but who are you? Seven young men. And Bible says, even though they are young, they are strong, they are fast, but devil beat them up. They ran bloody and naked. So I'm telling you, in my 51 year of ministry, I saw some people try to copy and were beat up really bad by devil. That's the reason why Peter or Paul in Samaria or in Ephesus, they encouraged people to be filled with Holy Spirit. After filled with Holy Spirit, now next step, what they do? Go to the next slide, please. You see on verse 6, when they placed their hand on them, Holy Spirit came on them, and they keep quiet and believe by faith. No! They spoke in another tongues. So I'm pure Holy Spirit, purely Pentecostal. I believe in the Bible. And you keep searching in the book of Acts. You know, Sometimes people argue. I say, I don't want to argue. I don't want to waste time. I know this work in the Bible. It worked for me. And yes, I'm here to tell you, for 51 years of my ministry, it worked. And even I just tell you, in Pakistan, in the day like this, it's impossible. But if you come with the anointing of Holy Spirit, something will be different. So now after they lay on them, next life. Now, Paul don't want to waste time for arguing with other people. But he take these 12 disciples with him and discuss daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. And what happened? Verse 10. This went on for 2 years, so that all Jews or Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. You know how big the province of Asia? Let's play that slide to see how big. Look at that. I've been there. Rudy and I would travel, or we were on airplane, we were on air-conditioned bus, but our back were pale. And I wonder how can the other day Paul, he traveled no airplane like us, no air-conditioned bus like us, and he can do that. And in Sunday school, I mentioned, they have no internet, no high speed, no Zoom, no Facebook, no WhatsApp, no any app. And how can they reach out the whole Asia? And then sigh, wonder, miracle take place. Any one of you not here on Sunday school, you know why? You know how? How 13 men in 2 years able to preach the word of God to whole Asia, and all Jews and Greeks come to know the word of the Lord. You know how? Disciple. Yes, that's what Matthew 28. Go and make disciple all nations. Teach them and baptize them and continue to teach them. That's what Bible says. So in Act 19, Holy Spirit. Act 8, Holy Spirit. I want to skip that. And that's Act 8, 14. Let's skip it because, okay, that's the question I will raise up. How? The church is supposed to be multiplied and multiplication fast and faster, like rabbit, not like elephant. Have you ever heard the story yet? Okay. I will give you a short version now. The female elephant, it took her 20 or 22 years to be able to conceal. So 20 years and stuck concealed. After pregnancy, it took her another 2 years to carry baby in her womb. No, anyone, your lady want to carry your baby for 2 years. But elephant carry baby for 2 years. After 2 years, she delivered her baby, and she had to nurse baby for another 2 years before she able to conceal again. So it took her about 24 years to reproduce another elephant. Now the rabbit. A rabbit baby, 60 days later, that means 2 months. She will reproduce 15 babies. And when she delivered 15 babies, in next 30 days, she had another 15 babies. And by that time, that baby, each one of them, give 15 babies. So by 24th year, though the rabbit multiplied into 4 million of rabbits. And the elephant only one. Think about that. When I travel in Africa, the church wanted to take me a tour to safari. So I told the tour guy, I said, oh, you have a lot of elephant, but you don't have any rabbit. He said, oh, we have a lot. I said, show me one. He said, no, you can never see rabbit. I said, why? It's a big rabbit. They dig the hole and live under the ground. So you cannot see them. But the elephant bit, you can see them mile away. That same way. Everybody drive through this community, they can see your church building here. But to be able to have this church, it takes you a long time to start from beginning and then into a house and then to this building. And it takes a lot of money to keep this nice, so able to preach the gospel to the community. Nothing wrong with that. That's our traditional. But in China, in many Muslim nation, Buddhist nation, communist nation, you are not allowed to do like this. So how can you have church growing? When I founded the Assembly God of Vietnam, 1988, I have only 6 people. When I start my own church, I have 7 witch doctors. But before I graduated from Bible school, less than 4 years, I have a church of 10,570 people in my church. How? Discipleship. How my disciple Joshua sent to China 8.5 years. He planned 2,400 churches, stuck to our Bible school, discipleship. People ask me, Pastor Paul, where did Dr. Joshua get his teacher from? I said, from his student. You finish first year, you want to go second year, you become teacher to the first year. And you know, it's getting much better. If you go to college, by the time you graduate, after 4 years, you forgot what you learned in first year. But when they just finish first year, go to second year, that this is what they learned last year. They still remember. And it must do much, much better than I did 4 years before. So we need to be reproduced. Now, let's go to the next slide. I will show you. Okay, look at this. If one of you, in this year, you win one soul, you disciple one convert that you win, so by next year, you have 2, right? And next year, 2 of you do the same thing, you have 4. And the following year, you do the same thing, you have 8. And you continue to do like that, by 5 years, you have 32 people. You continue to 10 years, you have 1,024 people. Well, in my case, different. In my case, only 4 years, I have 10,000, because every week we have dozen people get saved. And all our witch doctors do the same thing. That's why in 4 years, we have 10,000 people. But normally in Asia, I found the church 10 years, they can get 1,000 people. And I stopped by 15 years because by 15 years, Dr. Yonggi Cho had 50,000. And you go to Singapore church and Indonesia church, 15 years, they have more than 30,000. The biggest church building in the world now in Indonesia. In Surabaya, there is a church with 35,000 seats in main sanctuary. Don't count overflow. Another 20,000 seats. It's in a Muslim nation. So how can we do that? If every one of you, when you believe Jesus Christ, you share your faith and your testimony to your friend, your relative, your neighbor. And only once a year, let me tell you, in Vietnam Assembly of God, it worked for us. Every year, every church have to plant another church. If the pastor cannot plant a church, you can lose your credential. In Vietnam, Asia, under my leadership. That's how I started the church in 1988. And to 1990, after 2 years, we have over 300 churches already. And it keeps growing like that. So I bring this to you because it happened in the Bible. Because Bible says that 5,000 more uncountable. You can find that in the Bible. And then Bible says, which doctor gets saved? The priest gets saved. The politician gets saved. The criminal gets saved. All kind of people get saved because of the power of the Holy Spirit. So my point to you today is 2 points. Number one, you need to be filled with Holy Spirit. Number two, you need to win your soul and make disciples with us. Do you think next year you can do that? Let's rethink it. Some church, I said, some people, they keep going to just sit the same chair and worn out many chairs in their lifetime, never win a soul. But I'm telling you today, it happened in the Bible. It happened around the world. It happened under Paul I ministry. On the way, come here, Ruth and I come here. We let some people do the law. Every week we travel, we personal win soul. I was invited to a dinner, and I found there is one guy there, not a Christian, so I talked with him in 10 minutes, he accepts Jesus. If we do our job, God does it. Amen? Don't let anything distract you or stop you. Next slide. In Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. What's them we will to find later. For the Lord your God go with you. He will never leave you or not forsake you. Okay, let's see what that them. Next slide. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for the promise is faithful. Okay, next one. Romans 8:38-39. This is what Paul said. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angel nor demon, neither present nor the future, nor any power, neither height or depth, anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will trouble or distress? Or persecution, or famine, or naked, or danger, or sword, or COVID-19. No! In all the things, we have completely victory. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Amen? So now, each one of us, we are more than conqueror. Do you believe that? That Bible say. If you believe, tell your neighbor, you are more than conqueror. Okay, if you believe that, tell to yourself, I am more than conqueror. You know what? Number 14:28, the Lord say, according to the word you spit out of your mouth, I will make it happen. If you believe, speak it out. God will make it happen. If you believe that I am more than a conqueror, you say, I am more than a conqueror. Okay. Look like you don't know what conqueror mean. Okay, I will give you a story. In Vietnam, we don't have box like American because box is so violent to us. We are small size. Okay. That's why Vietnamese cannot join Marine Corps in America. So we don't have box, but we have wrestling. So a wrestler, before he go to fight, the coach would take him away from family to the village, way far in the village. 4 o'clock in the morning, he would have to wake up and run for 20 miles until he sweat. And after sweat, he had to take a bath with cold water. Then the coach would train him how to fight. After 3 months, they bring him all the way from village back to the city. He go to fight. And next 30 minutes, he knocked out the other guy. So they raise hand. This is a champion. He is a conqueror today, right? So the coach come and hug him. Congratulations. All people come shake their hand. Congratulations. And finally, they saw a skinny lady walk up and give him a kiss. And you know what they said? When he become a champion, they give him a bell, a medal, a certificate, and an envelope with a lot of money inside. So that lady come, give him a kiss, and take the envelope with all money, put in her purse, and walk away. People, Wow, who is that lady? See, a more than conqueror. He conquered the other guy, but see, more than conqueror. They say, see, his wife. The husband beat all the fight, and the wife get the reward. We are laughing, but let me tell you, friend, Jesus Christ go all the way from heaven to the manger, from the manger to the cross, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. He conquered the dead. He conquered the world. But we are his coming wife. We are more than conqueror. Hallelujah. You believe that you are more than conqueror? So COVID will be going on. I don't know if COVID-19, COVID-20, COVID-30, I don't care. But I know that in Christ, with the power of Holy Spirit, we are more than conqueror. As long as we're here on earth, we can win souls. We can make disciples. We can expand the kingdom of God. And let's multiply like rabbit in the coming day. Amen. Please stand on your feet right now. I want to pray for you. Some people ask me after Sunday school, how can you disciple people? I said, look at my book. If people don't know how to read and write, disciple by picture. It's on my book. I did it. I do disciple on the bus, on a boat, on a disco. Because Pentecost is very noisy. So we need to have a disco because they have all the soundproof. So we come and worship and training people there. That's all in my book. And here in America, you can still do all those things easier. So let win soul and make disciple. And I want each one of us take a moment to think. How many years have we been in the church? How many years have we been disciple? And how many souls we brought into his kingdom? And today we can make a declaration. If you want to do what I just shared, from now to the end of this year, at least you can win one soul and make one disciple. And by Christmas, you will have a problem here. You don't have enough seat. You have to run for 2 service, 3 service. And by next year, you will see your church growing. And God will want to give us a quick, fast revival for people never heard about the gospel. And we need to prepare. Because in the day of trouble, people will look for a place to refuel their soul. And this trouble getting worse and worse and worse. And people will look for a place to refuel. And God will have a chance. Revival go through very fast and rapture take place. We will have a chance to win soul. Let's start now and prepare yourself for this coming revival. It will come. If you believe that this year you were able to bring one soul into God's kingdom, just raise your hand. I want to pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, as our brother and sister standing here and raise their hand for the lost soul surrounding us, I pray Holy Spirit come, minister to them, remind them that you have all power above all other spirits. So as a spirit-filled Christian, we're able to go out and win soul for your kingdom. And Lord, I pray sign, wonder, and miracle will take place. That we have a story to tell. Make them as a witness for you to bring people out of darkness into light, out of Satan into your kingdom. And together, we will make disciples, equipping the saints to expand your kingdom while we're here on earth. And Lord, right now I pray for our brother and sister, whoever is sick in their body, in the name of Jesus, I declare today, Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. I declare today that Jesus, when you were hanged on the cross, through the stripe on your body, you wore all our sickness. And Holy Spirit, you the one that raised the dead body of Jesus back to life, and you are now dwell inside of us. You will go to restore our daily dying body back to refresh again. So we declare the healing come upon your people today. Any kind of sickness, I have the authority in the name of Jesus, name above all other names. I command the IBD, leave. I command all the people with kidney problem will be healed. I declare today that Jehovah Rapha, our Father, will heal your children. Jesus Christ, you are Savior. You wore all our sickness. And Holy Spirit, go to restore their body. Restore them, recover them, make them function normally in the name of Jesus. So we will have a story to tell and make each and every one of us as a witness for you, for your glory, for your kingdom's sake. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen, Pastor. Thank you very much. I'll leave this for you. And if you like, I will send you the whole book.
Appreciate you staying today, and I was just trying to decide how to dismiss this, because I covet Brother Paul I's prayers. I asked him if he'd pray for our leadership team before he leaves, so would you excuse me if I'm not in the back shaking your hand today? My heart is with you. God bless you, but especially those on our leadership team, I'd like you to come forward so Paul can pray for us. And actually, if you're a leader in anything, if you're a leader in your home, and would covet his blessing, you could come. And then you can consider yourselves dismissed whenever. But also, I would like us as a church body, maybe we should do this first, to gather around him and his wife and pray for them. I'm sure they covet our prayers as much as we covet their praying for us today. So we're just going to do this. And so you can leave when you feel you must.